540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. There is word today that new research indicates there may be a better way to predict breast cancer risk. CBS's Astrid Martinez is on the Health Watch.
Artificial intelligence can do a better job than the standard clinical risk model when it comes to predicting breast cancer. That's according to a new study in the journal Radiology. Researchers from Kaiser Permanente, Northern California, applied five different AI algorithms to thousands of mammograms and found each one was better at predicting the five-year risk for breast cancer than the standard risk model known as Breast Cancer Surveillance Consortium, or BCSC.
Among women at highest risk, AI was able to predict up to 28% of cancers compared to the 21% predicted by the standard model. Evacuations are underway in southern Ukraine after a dam was blown up. Ukraine is blaming Russia. More from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
This is an outrageous act.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg in Slovakia today.
The destruction of the Kakhovka Dam today puts thousands of civilians at risk and causes severe environmental damage.
And he said again, Russia's war on Ukraine has changed the security environment for the long term.
A big drug maker is suing the federal government.
The lawsuit from Merck challenges the plan to have Medicare negotiate the prices of certain prescription drugs. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are confident we will succeed. There is nothing in the Constitution that prevents Medicare from negotiating lower drug prices.
Lawyers for Merck argue the drug pricing scheme violates the Fifth Amendment's takings clause and also forces the company to accept terms it might not agree to in violation of the First Amendment. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
CBS's Jim Krasula says there's been a settlement in a high-profile sexual misconduct case.
Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. has settled a lawsuit with a woman who claims he raped her in a New York City hotel room. The accuser was seeking $6 million in damages, while Gooding maintained through his lawyers that it was consensual sex. Authorities have said at least 30 women have accused the actor of sexual misconduct.
A British royal testified in a London courtroom today in his lawsuit against a tabloid.
Prince Harry and his fellow plaintiffs insist stories about them could only have been obtained by phone hacking or other illegal means. The lawyer for the Mirror Group newspapers insisting there's no evidence to support that claim.
CBS's Vicky Barker in London. At this hour, the Dow is down slightly. S&P 500 and NASDAQ both up strongly. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A plea deal has been accepted that will likely see a retired Racine County Sheriff's Sergeant serving jail time. 59-year-old David Coughlin had been charged with theft in a business setting, accused of stealing union funds. The identity of the 17-year-old boy found dead in a crashed-out car in Milwaukee's tow lot has been released by his mother. James Stokes was discovered yesterday in a stolen SUV that had been towed last Thursday. It's not clear why it took 4 days to make the discovery. In a 10-7 vote last night, the Kenosha City Council decided to revise the city's fine system for minor marijuana offenses. The effort was led by Alderman David Mao.
Knocking doors during my campaign, it became very clear to me that this was an important issue.
Starting in September, first-time offenders with small amounts of marijuana will receive a $1 citation. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to the Matt Flynn Program. Lines are open, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. All callers welcome, all viewpoints considered. As Matt Flynn likes to say, you're not woke. If you don't know history, you're not woke if and until you know history. Good afternoon, everybody. Matt is off one more day. Todd Allball filling in. I normally come to you from 1 until 3 now in the afternoon, directly preceding Matt. Had a great show today on our show. Going to have a great show today. Thank Matt Flynn for the honor and high privilege of filling in the chair. I said before, for those of you of a certain age, you'll get this. When Johnny Carson hosted The Tonight Show, for a long time, Joan Rivers, longtime comedian, would be the permanent guest host. So I feel a little bit like Joan Rivers sitting in for Matt Flynn for one more day. Matt will be back tomorrow. He is out in the desert, as Brett Musburger likes to say. He's out in the desert. He will be back tomorrow right here in this chair, our fearless leader. And so look forward to that. But for today, we will hold down the fort. Welcome your calls, 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Let's go to the front lines of history, as Matt likes to say. The front lines today are in Ukraine, but we're going to start with, I think, something that Matt would approve of, and that is taking a couple of moments to remember and commemorate that this is the 79th anniversary of D-Day. Matt likes to remind us that history is critical. It's critical how we understand the world, but also critical so we don't repeat the same mistakes, right? Great story today from the Associated Press from Normandy, France. Starts out an overwhelming sound of gunfire and men's screams. That's how World War II veteran Marie Scott described D-Day, as today's ceremonies got underway in honor of those who fought for freedom in the largest naval, air, and land operation in history. This year's tribute to the young soldiers who died in Normandy also reminds veterans, officials, and visitors of what Ukraine faces today. Earlier today, the whistling sounds of wind accompanied by many reenactors who came to Omaha Beach at dawn to mark the 79th anniversary of the assault that led to the liberation of France and Western Europe from Nazi control. Some brought bunches of flowers, others waved American flags. Scott lived all through the years, and she could still hear the sounds of war in her ears, she says. She was just 17 when she posted as a communication operator in Portsmouth, Britain. Her job was to pass on messages between men on the ground and General Dwight D. Eisenhower and senior officials. who are supervising the operation. Now about to turn 97, Scott said D-Day, quote, was a pivotal point, unquote, in her life. She says, quote, as a non-combatant, I still hear the war. I realize the enormity of the war. People were dying in that moment. 97 years since D-Day, something that unfortunately is not taught nearly enough, in my opinion. In our school systems, I still think we should be required to have civics classes in schools to let younger people understand, right? That freedom and democracy come at a price, eternal vigilance, as they say. That people died to preserve democracy. And people are still dying to preserve democracy around the world. Want to go to Ukraine? Overnight and making news this morning, a major dam in southern Ukraine collapsed, flooding villages, endangering crops in the villages' breadbasket, and threatening drinking water supplies as both sides of the war scrambled to evacuate residents and blamed each other for the destruction. Well, of course they did. Ukraine accused Russian forces of blowing up the dam and hydraulic power station built in the 1950s on the Dnieper River. Pardon me if I don't pronounce that right. In an area that Moscow has controlled for more than a year, while Russian officials blamed Ukraine's bombardment in the contested area. This is classic Russian behavior, disinformation, right? And if you know history, I don't claim to be the historian that Matt Flynn is, but if you know history and study war, this is classic Russian warfare, blowing up dams. They're a take-no-prisoners kind of operation, right? In war, there are certain rules that both sides kind of agree upon. I mean, as they say, war is hell, right? But in most civilized societies, even though there's no civil way really to conduct a war, but there are certain norms. And one of those is you don't take women and hostage, women and children hostage. You don't go after women and children. Russians don't care. Absolutely go after him. And so they've taken out this dam in parts of Ukraine, close to a nuclear reactor, by the way. Close to a nuclear reactor. So far, the nuclear reactor is stable. But the point is this, as Matt has reminded us many times, what is happening in Ukraine is relevant to us here in Wisconsin and in the United States because democracy is being fought for. Remember, the attack on Ukraine was an unprovoked attack by Russia and Vladimir Putin. And unless we are able to support the Ukrainians and help them win this war, do you think Putin's going to stop there? His goal was to break apart NATO, to lessen the Western allies' influence around the world, and especially that of the United States of America. And so it's critical that the war in Ukraine be supported, the Ukrainians will be victorious, and Vladimir Putin is destroyed. We go to the phone lines. Karina, this afternoon in Milwaukee. Karina, we appreciate you calling in. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. What say you, Karina?
Well, you know, I'm Russian. First of all, we forget. And I'm not talking about who's right, who's wrong. It's the war. Nobody is. But those are same people. This is what we're forgetting. And the Ukrainian and Russian are exactly the same people. The only difference is that now we see what's happening when the same people are killing each other. They're using exactly the same tools. They're using exactly the same strategy. And now, at this point, you cannot even say who does what. Because I can tell you for sure that either or version can be absolute truth. It's very much so possible that Ukrainian just blow up because it's 90-50, and they wanna. And they were talking about for the longest time that since it was Soviet Union construction, that the Russia should give them money. for making it the updates and stuff like that. That is possible. It's very much so possible that the Russians blow up the thing to just push the people around them and make a terrible flood of immigration in the European countries and make them angry, because they didn't technically killing anybody at this point. They're just making people move. You see, what I think the most important that when people ask me how I feel about this war, I feel that America shouldn't be there. I'm an American. I pay my taxes. And I think that such a huge military budget, where you're giving money to people to protect their democracy or do whatever it needs to be done, which are taking from people who live in America, is wrong. It has to be done exactly the opposite. People here need education. People here need health care. People here are going to lose their food stamps. Mm. And you're removing a food stamps, that means that the people are not making money. You're making people hungry, starve.
Karina,
and you're deciding those things. And you, yes, I'm sorry.
No, I appreciate your call. I've heard you call on a mass program before. You always bring up some good viewpoints. I appreciate your point. As someone who is Russian and then immigrated here to the United States, I would never second guess your perspective. I guess I would offer this. I'd be interested. We got about a minute and a half left here. My point is that let's look at this in terms of D-Day. If Americans had stayed out of World War II, we'd all be speaking German and saluting Adolf Hitler's grandchildren. I mean, somebody had to stand up for democracy in the world and stop Adolf Hitler and Nazism in World War II, and I'm darn glad they did. I think my point is the same thing is happening in Ukraine. Russia attacked Ukraine unprovoked, and I think we have to stand up for democracy. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's a longer conversation about being unprovoked or provoked, but the question sure. is, because a lot of people, and there is, you see, it's hard to know something while it's happening historically. We usually hear and know things afterwards. There is a fact that there is a lot of truly Russian people who live on this territory. My family live in Donetsk. A half of my family live in Crimea. And I know by myself talking to them over the phone that how those Russian people were treated by the Ukrainian government right before 2014 was insane. That was why they're screaming Nazi. This is why they're screaming that this is not right. Because when they start changing a language from Russian to Ukraine, when they start changing documents like passports, and passports are very important. It's like ID here in this country. They refuse to change it from Russian to Ukrainian to the people who actually live in the Ukraine at that point.
Sure. Karina,
because the nationality is Russian.
Karina, I don't mean to cut you off. I always appreciate you calling in. I know Matt appreciates your point of view. We got to go to a break here for a second, but we appreciate you calling in, Karina, in Milwaukee. I simply want to wrap up this segment by saying this. A lot of misinformation about this whole Ukrainian Nazi. It's a classic propaganda piece. It's not true. And Moscow Mitch, as Matt would say, is now on the side of providing more aid to Ukraine. Back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. Your calls as well. This is Matt Flynn, director of the Civic Media Radio Network. God's gonna cut you down.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 52
tonight.
Under cloudy skies, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 74. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Lows dip down to about 47. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Bright sunshine expected Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 74. 80 Friday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allball filling in as a guest host one more day. Matt is back tomorrow on this very same program at this very same time. Kelvin, producer of Matt Flynn Direct in our station down in Waukesha, holding down the board, answering your phone calls. We appreciate you, Kelvin. Thanks for being here and helping a dude like me through a program like this, just trying to keep the seat warm for Matt until he comes back tomorrow. Taking your phone calls, as always, here on Matt Flynn Direct, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Want to go to a couple of court cases now that are going to have a lot of implications. First of all, making news this morning, making news today, a new development in one of the many lawsuits, challenges, legal action against former President Donald J. Trump. This is the one that involves the classified documents. I mean, there's so many of them that they're hard to keep track of, right? I think this is one that's going to stick. This has the potential perhaps doing the most damage to Trump, and I think Matt has agreed with that on several occasions. This issue of taking the classified documents, hundreds of documents found at his home in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. FBI tried to get him, Justice Department tried to get him to turn them over voluntarily. Said, look, you know, called him up and called up his people and said, look, we understand things happen, but we think you have some documents. Can we come in and look around? He said, I don't have them. The kind of said, well, we think you do. And eventually this went back and forth, and then Trump finally said, okay, come on in and talk to me. Oh, yeah, here's a couple of boxes I had. There you go. We'll turn those over. And then the Justice Department said, we think you have some more. No, I don't have any. And it turns out there was some evidence that came forward, and so as Matt has said, it takes a lot to get a search warrant, a subpoena, especially against a former president of the United States. You can't just go before a judge and say, hey, you know, we think the former president here has some documents. Will you give us a search warrant? You have to have probable cause. You have to be able to convince the judge that the evidence is so overwhelming, it's almost a no-brainer. Well, the Justice Department got that and got the warrant to go in, and they coordinated it. All right, this wasn't just an unannounced raid. They said basically, hey, we're going to come in. We want the Secret Service has to be there, even though Trump wasn't there on the day and the time. And they did this search warrant, and they found these documents, hundreds of documents, some at the highest levels of classification. It's alleged or supposed, some reporting has suggested, that these were the types of documents that would uncover or unmask some of our highest classified intelligence assets around the world, putting their lives at danger. There are allegations, suppositions, that some people may have been killed in the intelligence community due to the breach of information in the documents at Mar-a-Lago in Trump's possession. And so the FBI got all this, and so they've been going back and forth, Trump attorneys and Department of Justice. Well, now, in reporting by CNN in an exclusive, it comes to light that the swimming pool at Mar-a-Lago suddenly got a leak in it or something, and it drained into the computer servers that housed the video files that showed the room which Trump kept these documents. Because what he said is, hey, these were in a secure room, and I had a camera on them, so I could see who was, like, a security camera. The FBI said, great, well, let's see the video. Well, when they went to look for the video, Trump's people said, oh, sorry, the pool sprang a leak. And it erased all the documents. I mean, it's incredible. Reading from this article, the CNN story, breaking today, an employee at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence drained the resort's swimming pool last October and ended up flooding a room where computer servers containing surveillance video logs were kept. While it's unclear if the room was initially flooded or it happened by mistake, the incident occurred amid a series of events that federal prosecutors found suspicious. I bet they did. At least one witness has been asked by prosecutors about the flooded server room as part of the federal investigation into Trump's handling of classified documents. The incident, which had not been previously reported, came roughly 2 months after the FBI retrieved hundreds of classified documents from the Florida residence, and as prosecutors obtained surveillance footage to track how White House records were moved around the resort. Now, here's what also happened yesterday. And I'm going to be interested when Matt gets back tomorrow to get his take on this as an attorney. Because here's what happened. But the sexy part of this story, and the one that's getting all the play today, and rightly so, is that water, quote unquote, you know, suddenly damaged these records and it was a mistake. But here's what also happened. And I think Matt might say this is a bigger deal. The prosecutor, special counsel, Jack Smith, who's been leading this investigation, this one on the classified documents, met with Trump's attorneys yesterday at the FBI or Department of Justice headquarters in Washington, D.C. And most prosecutors will tell you, most people familiar with this will tell you, that this is what happens exactly before an indictment is handed down. Here's what happened. Trump's attorneys came in yesterday and talked to special counsel Jack Smith. Said, look, we don't think our guy is guilty. We don't think the evidence is clear enough. We don't think this or that should be admitted. Let our guy go, basically. And Jack Smith apparently wouldn't have a whole lot of it. It looks like a Trump indictment is coming down soon. Stay with us. We'll take your calls. 844-967-2789. As Matt would say, I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. Back with more on the Matt Flynn Direct program on Civic Media after this. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit. You ain't no
friend of mine. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A new study says AI can help in the fight against breast cancer. CBS's Astrid Martinez is on the Health Watch.
Among women with the highest risk, AI was able to predict up to 28% of cancers, compared to 21% predicted by the standard model. Researchers add, combining the two risk models improved cancer prediction even more.
Ukraine is accusing Russia of blowing up a major dam in southern Ukraine, forcing thousands to flee. European Commission spokesman Peter Stano.
I can already say that the destruction of Novakhovka Dam brings the targeting of civilian infrastructure and civilians in Ukraine to unprecedented new level.
The PGA Tour and a Saudi-funded LIV Golf are merging, says CBS's Anne-Marie Green.
LIV Golf was formed by the Saudi-backed public investment fund as a rival tour for professional golfers.
Some members of the PGA Tour already expressing their anger over the deal on social media. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A 20-year veteran of Racine County government is moving on to take a job with the state Supreme Court. Sam Christensen, the Racine County Clerk of Courts, is being appointed to be the clerk of both the Supreme Court and Court of Appeals. The mother of James Stokes has identified him as the person found in a crashed, stolen SUV that had been towed to Milwaukee's tow lot. It's unclear why it took 4 days to discover the 17-year-old's body in the towed vehicle. A new online planning tool is up and running. Brittany Merlot has more.
The launch of a new website with information about Kenosha County Park's network of trails has been announced. Details about the multi-use trails, hiking trails, paved pathways, bicycle routes, mountain bike trails, and snowmobile routes are indexed. One of the newly added pages categorizes the trails based on difficulty level.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrude, and 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Albo filling in for Matt today. He is on vacation out in the desert, as they say. He'll be back in this chair tomorrow, and rightfully so. We're all happy to hear that. I am the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn Fan Club. Love this show, love him, and look forward to having him back tomorrow with you. And grateful to have Kelvin along with us on the board. Great tune there, Kelvin. The train might be coming for Donald Trump on this one. On the Mar-a-Lago case, as Trump's attorneys met with special counsel Jack Smith yesterday to try to work out a deal, it doesn't sound like Jack Smith was having any of it. And if you talk to people in the legal field, they say this may mean that an indictment is coming down in this case very soon. Taking your calls, as always, on Matt Flynn Direct, 844 877-267-8789. Again, 844-967-2789. Say that again, Todd. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones now. Mark in the sack. Mark, thanks for calling in, as always, on Matt Flynn Direct. What say you, sir?
Yeah, you know, whenever they're trying to hide information or get rid of information or documentation, there's something funky there. I know that is, you know, when they're working as an auditor, you know, that they say, oh, we don't have that information. And when they shut down the access to the information, you know, there's something funky going on. That because I've experienced some of that working as when I was working as an auditor for the DNR, that some of the grantees were less than forthcoming in providing access to the documentation, which state law required me to have access to. And but the result of that is, well, you don't get any money then. That's just the way the cookie crumbled back then for them. Trump should not have had this information in the first place. I mean, it sounds like leaving the White House, he loaded up with everything he could lay his hands on and was looking to monetize it. I mean, and I think that's what the investigation will prove out, and how he continued to have support among Republicans at all, whether or not condemning what he was doing, you know, just vociferously is a sign of how far the Republican Party has declined. And he has, you know, support not only in Washington, but all in the states that supported the insurrection and the fake electors. I mean,
Mark, I'm not sure that I knew, Mark, that you were a auditor for Wisconsin DNR. I think that's fantastic. It gives us a great perspective. I know it's not the same thing, Wisconsin DNR, U.S. Department of Justice, but I want you to just talk a minute about this point you made. I think it's so important about, as an investigator or as an auditor, whether the state level or the federal level, you are given a certain level of parameters by law that you could do, that you could use tools in your belt to get the truth out of folks. This whole thing about with Trump saying, you know, well, we're not sure whether the pool leaked or not. I mean, as a former auditor, don't the red flags just go off once you hear someone trying to make up these kind of wacky excuses?
Well, immediately. I mean, that I, you know, for environment and for like lake protection grants and stuff like that. And there's certain things that they follow statute and then code, and how I got used to reading both statute and code which kind of outlined, you know, what my access would be. But I mean, that you have to provide the documentation, complete documentation to justify the expenditures the state would be making. I mean, that it just, mm-hmm. As a partner to the various communities and grantees, that I'm saying, well, that information is not available. Well, the dictates of, you know, when you're given the grant, you're saying you have to maintain this information and give access to it if the auditor says he wants to see it. And that it just, it's not directly equivalent, but I mean, there's, you know, that statute and code both say that what the parameters are for document retention and who's supposed to have access to it. And in this particular case, Donald Trump was taking, you know, national security documents and probably using them for his own benefit.
Well, that's the thing, right? Is that when it comes to the allegation or what people are thinking happened is that he basically allowed foreign nationals, maybe Saudi Arabia or others, to come into this room, maybe not take the documents, but view them, take pictures, we don't know, and then use that information. And in some cases, perhaps with national assets, live human beings that would compromise national security. That's worth something, right? And so the deal is that a lot of people think that he used these documents essentially to make a hell of a lot of money.
Right. And I mean, now the leadership of Saudi Arabia has changed under Trump's, Trump was president of the United States. We don't know what assistance that Trump gave to the guy who seized control of Saudi Arabia was. I mean, that it's probably, you know, probably pretty extensive, you know, that, you know, Gerald Kushner, he did something to get that $2 billion.
Right. I don't think the Saudi prince just looked at him, the crown prince, and just said, hey, Jared, you're a cool guy, I'll give you $2 billion. Usually there's a quid pro quo.
I would guess so.
I would guess so. Mark, always appreciate you, Mark, in the sack. Thank you so much for calling in. Matt will be back tomorrow. I know he'll want to hear from you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, Mark. Let's go to Dick now in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling in on the Matt Flynn Direct Program. What say you?
Well, Mark just said it perfectly in that, see, Trump never understood that the federal government and state governments, you know, they actually function by the law. And he never, I mean, look how he treated his first attorney general. He always looked at his attorney general. Oh, no, he's not attorney general. He's my private attorney. And it's something interesting. It kind of reads between the tea leaves on this situation. I just saw that William Barr was in front of the cameras on CBS's morning show. And he's about as low a form of life as you can find. But you notice how he does at least know the law and he knows how to break it just to, or bend it, but he's out there as much as saying that it's coming. And Garland, I think, even when I was upset with him at the beginning of this, not moving fast enough, it was a stroke of genius to take Jack Smith on, because now the Trump people and Trump himself, how's he going to say, well, this is Joe Biden's attorney general doing this?
Yeah. You know, I could agree. I saw that clip this morning, Dick, on CBS this morning. Bill Barr, he looks like a cat that just swallowed a canary. I mean, he's up there just laying it out, right? And as you said, he might be a schmuck, but he does know the law, and he's putting it out there, and it sounds like, A, he thinks that Trump is certainly guilty or worthy of investigation, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dick, but I think to him it sounded like there's an indictment in the near future.
That's exactly what I got from it. And like you just said, the guy, yeah, he's a schmuck, but he does know the law and he's bent it severely himself. And you can have just about imagine how Trump will go off on him. He'll probably say, right. Oh, well, he told me I could do this. Yeah, right, it's going to be interesting how they all flip on each other when this all goes down. Giuliani and him and Barr and everybody. Right. It's just going to be a great big you-know-what show.
Here's a question for you, Dick. I'm interested in your opinion on this, because my personal opinion, the 30-35% Trump base, they don't care. They're going to look at him as a martyr. The more that he gets indicted, the more he gets charged, the stronger they are, they're going to support him. I don't think it's going to matter with his base. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. But to the old school moderate Republicans that moved away from him and swing voters, it's they're paying attention. And you're not going to win with that core group. In fact, of the matter is, in my opinion, he drug a lot of those people out the first time in 16 that hadn't voted in years. Right. And they'll probably just crawl back under the rocks they were under.
I think you're also right, by the way, on your assessment of Merrick Garland. I, too, wish he would move faster. But again, as Matt has reminded us so many times, you know, there's something to say about experience. And I think once again, Joe Biden and his administration are proving very savvy, because by appointing that special counsel and Jack Smith, you're right, it gives that layer of, look, this isn't political. These are actually facts. I think it's going to make in the long term a stronger legal case.
Yeah, I agree.
Dick, we appreciate you calling in. Anything else you want to add before you leave?
No, that's got it. I think it's going to happen either this week or early next week.
I think you're right. It's certainly intimate. Dick, we appreciate you calling in from Madison. You can be like Dick. Give us a call here on the Matt Flynn Direct Program, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. All callers welcome. All viewpoints listened to. Matt will be back tomorrow. I'm Todd Albolf, having the honor, high privilege and honor of filling in for Matt in his chair today, and welcome your calls. Going to be interesting to see what comes of this case in Mar-a-Lago, but I think I agree. I think an indictment is imminent, and I think we're going to see it. The more this builds, Dick is right. The more this builds, it's only going to make the Trump people stronger. The 30-35% of the Trump base. But what it's going to do is those independents, those folks that have voted both ways, as Dick said, people who might have voted for Trump in 2016,
And those are the voters that whoever's going to win the election in 2024, those are the people that are going to make the deciding factor. Wisconsin is the fulcrum point for the 2024 election. Whoever wins Wisconsin will likely win the presidency in 2024. Why do you think the Republicans chose Milwaukee to have their first presidential debate? A caller, I can't remember, on my show or on this show yesterday, a caller pointed out that, well, geez, why are Republicans picking one of the most liberal cities in like Milwaukee to hold their first Republican debate? Why are they having the convention there? Because Republicans, whoever it is, Trump, or whoever the nominee ends up being, I think it's going to be Trump, but whoever the nominee is, they need Milwaukee in order to win. Or they need, I should say not just Milwaukee, but Wisconsin to win. Why do you think the Democrats chose Chicago? Because it's close to Wisconsin. It's in the Midwest for their national convention. Wisconsin, whether we like it or not, our votes do matter. It's exciting politically. Makes good for talk radio. But it's why it's so critically that Democrats get out and vote, and independents who are against Trump, who are against Trumpism, quite frankly, who are against authoritarianism and fascism. We started off the show by saying today is the 79th anniversary of D-Day, that historic and tragic day in American world history. What's going on in the front lines of Ukraine today matters in stopping authoritarianism and fascism. Because as Matt likes to remind us, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It doesn't always start with a big bang. It's the slow erosion of what are the norms are. And Donald Trump did that in spades. And I'm telling you, another 4 years of Donald Trump, I'm not convinced it would be 4 years. And you say, well, Todd, that can't happen. Constitution prohibits it. You don't think if Trump gets back in and he has a majority in both houses of Congress and essentially the Supreme Court, he won't find a way to undo that? Because he was in once. He listened to some of these guys like Bill Barr and others and said, look, you know, Mr. President, you just can't do that. All right, fine, he said. And he's going to tell these people, look, I did it your way the first time and I got my rear end beat. He gets in again, all bets are off. All bets are off if Trump gets another term in the White House. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones quick. Actually, you know what? We'll hold off because we're coming up on a break here, I believe, Kelvin, correct? So we're going to hold off and then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere. We'll take your calls in a moment. Stay on the lines. Gene and Eau Claire will take you after this break. You're listening to Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinly's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Drink responsibly. Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 52. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 74. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 47. Ample sunshine expected Thursday with highs around 74. 80 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Go away from my window. Leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the
welcome back
one
to
Matt Flynn, want,
direct
babe.
On the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Kelvin on the board, taking your calls, our producer and engineer. We thank you for being here. Matt will be back tomorrow, having a couple of well-deserved days off. Matt will be back in this chair tomorrow. We look forward to having him here. As I said, I'm the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn Fan Club. Great guy, great program, great callers as well. Always here on Matt Flynn Direct. Matt back tomorrow. Talking a little bit about this development today in the case against former President Donald J. Trump and the Mar-a-Lago incident, the classified documents. Trump now says there was a sudden leak. The pool sprang a leak in Mar-a-Lago and just happened to destroy all the video evidence of the cameras watching over this room where these secret documents, these classified documents, were kept. But more importantly, perhaps, Trump's attorneys met with special counsel Jack Smith yesterday in a last-ditch effort to avoid an indictment. Not going to work. At least that's the popular belief, even according to Trump's former own attorney general, Bill Barr. What do you think? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We go back to the phones. Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for holding on through the break. We appreciate you as always.
Hey, you're doing an outstanding job, and Matt will be real proud when you get the official, not non-official.
Well, we appreciate that, Gene.
You know, I have to tell you, no, you were a former Republican, were you?
Correct. Were you a I was Republican until 2011 when I was working at the state capitol for then Republican State Senator Dale Schultz, one of the last few moderates in the capitol. And I witnessed a behind the scenes closed door, closed caucus Republican meeting in which they were talking about the so-called voter ID bills, which were essentially voter suppression bills. And it sickened me to the point where I just said, I can't do it anymore, and ended up leaving the Republican Party because, as I said, my baseline is democracy. You know, we can disagree and we can debate policy issues, but if you don't have democracy, it's a moot point. So that's what made me leave.
Well, I admire you, and we're really lucky, you know, that there are people like you in the world because, in all honesty, I mean, I don't know where the old Republicans are. And I remember, you know, when the Republicans pulled that, and I really do believe it was going on in our state and other states at the same time. And there were a few, you know, that were getting those bills written by Alec and the big boys, you know, and they didn't even have, they weren't signed. And they were all similar because I'd go into the legal websites where people like our, people in our state were trying to fight these people. So, you know, it is farther than just Trump. It's you know, it's a force behind, like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain.
I appreciate you, Gene, saying that. I appreciate, not to cut you off for a second, but I just want to throw in, I thank you for saying that, because we've heard Matt, I mean, you're a longtime caller here and listener of the Matt Flynn Direct. Matt has said this before, that he is not for the annihilation of the Republican Party and just having a one-party system.
He said in this program before, he likes a strong two-party system. But to your point, this is not the Republican Party of Dwight Eisenhower or even Ronald Reagan or even Tommy Thompson. I mean, those are the people that I knew growing up. You know, it used to be in this state, to your point, Gene, in this state, you had guys like Tommy Thompson saying, former governor, Republican, say, look, local control is better. People on the Eau Claire City Council should be making more decisions for people in Eau Claire rather than people in Madison. But now you have guys like Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu and others who continually usurp power from local municipalities and put it back in Madison. And that's, again, it's a complete change of the old Republican Party.
And also usurp power from our governor, our attorney general, and all those others. And right. I hope that, you know, people even run as independents. I don't care. Or independents join the Democratic Party and run, because mm-hmm. we need people to run against these, like Voss and those people that support authoritarianism. And we need to fight back against those big organizations that have, you know, scooped up our government, because they have zero concerns about the public. And I hope people wake up. I really do. Because, well, you're important because you're educating. And the number one thing is people hear the truth, and also to have available resources where they can look it up themselves. And I think that's real important too. Thank you so much for all you're doing. You did a great job. Thank you so much.
Well, Gene, you're the best. We appreciate you up there in Eau Claire listening to us on our new station, WCFW 93.5 FM in Eau Claire. Now you can hear us over the air in Eau Claire at 93.5 FM WCFW. Also could hear us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, go to your smartphone, go to the search bar in the app store, go to your app store, if I can get it out, app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll come up, little CM logo. Click on that. It's free. Won't cost you a thing. Takes less than a minute to download on either your Android or Apple phone. Open it up, and you can listen to all our great stations anytime, anywhere on the Civic Media app, like WCFW 93.5 FM in Eau Claire. Also in La Crosse now, on 1490 AM, WCLC, or WCLX, pardon me, the Eagle, in La Crosse on 1490 AM, and also now down in Racine and Kenosha on WRJN 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Want to finish up, just a couple of minutes left here. Want to finish up by saying, first of all, thank you to Kelvin. Done a great job the last couple of days and helping me out. Want to thank our friend, our colleague, great guy and host, Matt Flynn, for giving me the high honor and privilege of filling in for him the last couple of days. The reason I love this show and the reason I love listening to Matt is that he is direct, right? It's a great name for a show because he is direct. And we have to Gene's point, we have to focus on the truth. And we never thought I'd have to say that, right? the grass is green, the sky is blue. Those are just truths. In today's world with social media, all the different venues out there, so much AI now, you know, all this stuff, harder to get to know where the truth is at. And that's why we need people like Matt Flynn, who's an attorney, who actually knows the law. Someone who's been the chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, knows the political process, and most of all, we'll clean it up for radio. As Matt likes to say, we've seen some stuff. Experience will do that. And tomorrow, in this chair, our fearless leader, Matt Flynn, will be back tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow for Matt Flynn Direct. Stay tuned now for the Devil's Advocates on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.